Help me welcome, please, Andrew Firestone.
I would like to thank all of you for coming out for this historic celebration. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956, and I'm proud to say that my family was there from the very start. Now think about this for a second. Now without these great highways, none of us would have gotten our kicks on Route 66, and life wouldn't be a highway, and we couldn't have ridden it all night long. We couldn't take the Ventura Highway off into the sunshine, and we'd have nothing to head out on once we got our motor running. Now, with his tires, my great-grandfather, Harvey Firestone, founder of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, helped change America. But his early support for modern highways and his ship-by-truck initiative also made a lasting contribution to our country. Now, we're here today to kick off the reenactment of the 1919 Transcontinental Motor Train. Now, this trip took soldiers and supplies across America. Now, we're at the finish line of that 1919 trip today. Today's convoy will show how far we have come with the highway system in tire development. The 1919 trip took nearly 2 months to complete, and we're planning on this trip being a little bit quicker and a lot more comfortable. Now, the 1919 convoy stopped by my grandfather's farm in Ohio on its way west and enjoyed a fried chicken picnic. Now, over that family-style meal, my grandfather talked with Lieutenant Colonel Dwight D. Eisenhower about his passion for the future of paved roads and moving America by truck. By dessert, the two men were friends and ready to make changes. Today, with this celebration, we continue my great-grandfather's passion and determination to build efficient roads and develop safe tires. So thank you for inviting me. We are proud to be a part of this history. And to all of those that are traveling today across the country, drive safely and good luck.
Thank you, Andrew.